This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Russian missiles hit power facilities on Friday across Ukraine, where President Volodymyr Zelensky returned from a tour of Western capitals, and Ukrainian officials said a long-awaited Russian offensive was underway in the east. Ukraine's armed forces said in an evening update that Russian forces fired more than 100 missiles throughout the country and staged 12 air and 20 shelling attacks. It said 61 cruise missiles were destroyed. Ukraine's energy minister said Russia had hit power facilities in six regions with missiles and drones, causing blackouts across most of Ukraine. Moldova's pro-Western government resigned on Friday after a turbulent 18 months in power, marked by economic turmoil and the spillover effects of conflict in neighboring Ukraine. Prime Minister Natalia Gavrilita, as President Maia Sandu accepted her resignation and nominated a 48-year-old presidential aide and former interior minister to replace her, he's expected to quickly win parliamentary approval and said he would press on with Moldova's bid to join the European Union and revive the economy. His challenges include dealing with what Moldova portrays as attempts by Russia to destabilize the tiny former Soviet republic of 2.5 million people, which borders Ukraine and NATO and EU member Romania. The White House has announced President Joe Biden will mark this month's anniversary of the Russian invasion of Ukraine with a visit to NATO ally Poland. Biden will travel February 20th through the 22nd. He'll meet with the Polish president. Biden's considered unlikely to visit neighboring Ukraine due to security concerns. Poland is the main hub for refugees and the provision of Western military aid. This is VOA News. Video footage uploaded to social media showed the moment a 6 months pregnant woman and her 7-year-old daughter were pulled alive from the rubble of a flattened building in the Turkish city of Gaziantep on Friday. Rescue workers carried the woman and girl away on stretchers. They'd been buried for 115 hours. Rescuers are scrambling to find any more remaining survivors 5 days on from a 7.8 magnitude earthquake that hit Turkey and northwestern Syria on Monday. The death toll is now more than 23,700 people. A Catholic bishop in Nicaragua has been sentenced to a lengthy prison sentence. AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
A Nicaraguan judge has sentenced Roman Catholic Bishop Rolando Alvarez to 26 years in prison, a day after he refused to get on a flight to the United States, along with 222 other prisoners. Those prisoners landed at a Washington area airport, deported from their own country. The sentence is the longest of any given to opposition figures and critics in the last couple of years of the government of President Daniel Ortega. Ortega said that before boarding the plane to Washington, Alvarez said he would not go without being able to consult with other bishops. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
An advisor to former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says an additional classified document was recovered during an FBI search of Pence's home in Indiana. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
This was described as a consensual search of the Pence family home, not a raid, and negotiated with the Justice Department. Pence advisor Devin O'Malley says during the five-hour search, one document that was marked classified and six other pages without markings were removed by the FBI. Mike Pence's attorney requested a review of records stored at his home after the uproar over the discovery of classified documents found at former presidents Trump and Biden's personal residences. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Peru's president Dina Boluarte demanded the Congress on Friday to bring elections forward. According to the demands of people protesting in the streets, lawmakers are at loggerheads over whether to hold a snap election this year following the December 7th ouster of leftist President Pedro Castillo partway through his term. The event sparked weeks of protests. 48 people have been killed. In a televised address to account for the government's 2 months in office, Boluarte said Peru's democracy was the most fragile in the Latin American region. And the United Nations top human rights official urged on Friday for an international force to be deployed to violence-ravaged Haiti, describing the island's multiple crises as a living nightmare. You can find more on all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.